Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Your Dunamis Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamis Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamis Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. I'm here with my co-host, Catherine Pearson.
Hello.
Well, Catherine, this show is a little different. It's our annual What's Up show, I guess.
That's right. We should say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We just passed a few days ago.
Right. End of 2015. Welcome 2016.
Ta-da.
Yikes.
A whole brand new big year in front of us.
Right. Well, before we talk about some of what the Lord's been leading us for this brand new big year in front of us, let's kind of catch our listeners up on what he did with us in 2015.
Okay.
Because 2015 turned out to be a pretty big year for us in spite of him telling us to stay in Colorado all year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, historically, you've done traveling through different parts of the country, mm-hmm. California, Texas,
Mississippi, Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, many places. And so at first, you were thinking that's how 2015 was going to go, but then you listened to the Lord and he said,
no. Put on the brakes.
Stay here.
Yeah. And you know what's always hard about that is we had to actually backtrack and cancel some events that people were planning on, because when you have to be obedient to the Lord, it's not always convenient.
So true.
So true.
So true.
And so it felt very awkward because it's not how I normally am, but at the same time, it felt very right at the time that we made the decision.
Yeah.
Based on the leading from God.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty much the first couple of months of 2015 that came forth for us. And almost immediately is when God opened up the opportunity for us to get this new building that we're in.
Yeah.
And that was huge. That was a big move. There's a lot going on. It was very quick. And if we had been on travel, it wouldn't have happened.
Right, right. But to move, yeah, like you were saying, offices completely from one building to another is a huge project. So
right. And on top of it, my husband's real estate company bought the building, so we had to actually rent out other space. We had now a higher level of responsibility.
Sure.
Just in general. So there was some anxiety over that.
But it's been such a huge blessing this year.
Yes.
What we've been able to do, even just in the few months that we've been here, it's been really cool.
Yeah. Well, what's been fun for me is the location of the building and the grounds of the building. And all of our clients have been like, wow, this just feels so homey. It feels so welcoming. It feels so inviting. It doesn't feel like, you know, a cold office building, you know.
Right. And to describe for our listeners a little, so to me it feels like you're kind of walking up to almost a private house. I mean, there's other buildings around mm-hmm. it that look similar. But it's, you know, just a quaint, cozy little building, and it's got foliage around us, and during the summer there's water, what would you call that? Not fountains, but...
But they're water features and water little creeks that run by the building. They have to turn them off in winter because of freezing and leaves clogging everything up and what have you.
But there's such an ambiance that's just very homey and within nature that's really inviting.
So much so that a couple of days ago, Sharon and I heard this.
A tapping?
Outside the front door. And we're like, what the heck? And I open the door, and there's a squirrel. And he, like, starts coming up to the door like, hello, can I come in? And Sharon and I are like, no, you cannot come in. And then he gets on his hind legs, and he starts putting his front paws together. And I'm like, I do not know what's going on. And Sharon said, I think he's hungry. And so we, you know, got some peanuts. And I tried to put him away from our door, but apparently he's come back. But it was just, that's how, what we're dealing with. One, I have a bay window in my office now. And as you said, there's just foliage out there. And I was with clients, and all of a sudden we look out, there's a deer just staring in my window.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other day I was in my office, and I looked out the window, and there was a bunny rabbit just sitting right there, right outside the window on the deck.
And this is in the middle of the city.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, it's just we get the advantage of being in the city and being almost somewhat secluded. But the reality is if you cross our parking lot, we have one of the busiest main roads in the city that goes right by our office.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even notice it
right.
because we're right here. But if we open the door or we go to our cars, yeah, it's there. You hear
you
it.
You can
it's
hear
there.
The traffic. Yep.
And it is a main line right through the city, north to south. And it's just a big, big road. And yet you turn off and here we are in this little...
Nature center.
Yeah, just about. So that was the biggest thing that happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go through renting the building. And, you know, if anybody has ever done rentals, you know that that can always be up and down. But one of the things we did was we decided to venture out a little bit within the state of Colorado. So the Lord said, stay in Colorado. So we started looking for opportunities for Dunamis Center Ministries within the state.
Yeah.
And we ended up at the Colorado Counselors Association as a vendor, and there was over 1,000 people at that event, and people were extremely receptive to the work that we do here with post-birth trauma.
Yeah.
And the counselors were, there was two or three that came up and said, oh, yes, I'm familiar with this, but the majority of them were like, I need to learn more about this, and I'm thinking, yes, you do. A couple of them wanted to do training in it. And so, you know, that brought movement for us to be able to look at how could we get more trained counselors who could handle the post-birth trauma. So then we went to just a little homeschool event. We made some contacts with other pastors and Christians who are involved with birth stuff. We did mostly local things and some birth fairs. You guys were involved with some of that.
Yeah. In the fall, the Doula Association here in town puts together an event, and so mm-hmm. we were at that, met some people, connected.
But you know what was really fun? We had enough room to open up space for that the local doula organization needed space for a meeting, you know, about 12 people, and we were able to give them that space.
Yeah.
So that's what's exciting. Then, towards the fall, it came up that we had more space to rent,
mm-hmm.
and we had been praying a lot about who should come into that space,
mm-hmm.
and so that was, you've probably heard our shows with the Harmonized Brain Center, Dallas Shepherd. Their lease was up at their other place, and they just, again, loved the hominess of the building and the nature stuff, and so they've moved into our building.
Yeah.
And so they're right here, which is very convenient for us. And I'm going to talk in a minute a little bit more about why that turned out to be like a really good decision for us to bring them on board. But before that, a part of what we've been doing this year is kind of really refining our definitions of who we are as a center.
Yes.
You know, what is the Dunamis Center really about?
Right. What are our core... You know, we've been talking about mission statements and core values, and
in the last show we talked about our couple shows ago, we talked about our values.
With
the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can help us with those values, and that was something we really focused on this year. But what was really key was,
yeah. So we came up with these three pillars. We came up with main. Goals, missions that we have to support the community. You know, and it's not, you know, every person may have a different, you know, calling or mission from the Lord. And it's kind of similar with our organization. We may have a calling that's different from other places, but we do have a calling that we feel is particular
right.
for us.
Right.
You know, and so we're trying to really refine what that is. And, you know, so we've really honed it into the, you know, there's a marriage piece. And we want to help people with birthing, and we want to help people to, you know, live a healthy, you know, physical life, you know, to have mm-hmm. new health and wellness in their physical body as well.
Right. And that's, you know, to be, all those to us are key pieces to having healthy, strong families for Christ.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a healthy, strong marriage and a healthy, strong family, you need to have a good, strong marriage. You need to start your family out with a healthy birth.
Mm-hmm.
And too many families are starting out with trauma.
Yeah.
And the church isn't looking any different.
Yeah.
And then the biblical wellness piece, it's so important because I've looked at nutrition and mental health and relationships since 1980.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, a very long time that this has been important to me.
Yeah.
And so I felt like the Lord was saying, it is so key to us being able to fulfill His mission for our marriages and for our families. If we're not healthy physically, we aren't available for anybody.
No, no. If you have a, you know, foggy brain, if you're fuzzy thinking, or if you're, you know, then you're not able to really know what the will of the Lord is and go and do it. If you have a physical issue that's keeping you at home on your couch or on your bed, you know, then you mm-hmm. can't go out and...
And you can't enjoy your spouse and you can't enjoy your children.
Right. And then, you know, all of you, your spouse and your children, get out of your house and go and do what the Lord's called you to do.
Absolutely. And you know what always makes me so sad is the church doesn't look any better in the world in these areas.
Sadly, no.
These are so key to health of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get people to really lock in. So one of the things that we were advised this year, and we advised each other, and the Lord advised us, was really become clear about who we are, what is our identity, and cut away anything that's outside of that.
Yeah.
And so there were some things we had to cut away that we can't do just because we're limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so that left us with, well, what do we look like? And
yeah.
As you said, well, it's marriage. Well, it's childbirth. Well, it's biblical health and wellness
yeah.
in order to be healthy in our births, healthy in our marriages. And when I say marriage, it includes premarital counseling, because premarital is the foundation of never having to worry about this later.
That's right. If you can do it up front, mm-hmm. you know, all the better.
Yep. So we had to really look at, well, how do we, one of the things we're really working on is how do we share with you, the public, the people in the church, why what we do is so important. So we've spent 2015 looking at some of that. How do we, and I'll be honest with you, we're not completely there with that piece. We would be open to any help you might have for us. And maybe, Catherine, you can give them some avenues to share some of that with us, like email or something. If you have an idea of how to, in a one-sentence or two-sentence statement, define if you've experienced the Dunamis Center, our materials, or our counseling, or birthing, or our health coaching, we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So to contact us, the email is dunamislife@dunamiscenter.com. And Dunamis, if you don't have it there in front of you, like on your screen or on your phone, it's spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. You know, you can also connect with us on Facebook, which is Dunamis Center Ministries. Just put that in the search field and we should pop right up. You can also connect with us on Twitter. Go to @YourDunamisLife. And if you have a question or a comment and you're brave enough to give us a call, call us.
Yes.
That's 719-231-7183.
Yeah, because we would love to hear from you. We want to be able to have people understand very clearly and concisely why what we're doing is so important to the church.
Yeah.
To the health of the church and to the health of our witness for Christ.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's the, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus told us to go and make disciples in all the world, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we become more powerful with that?
Uh-huh. We want to be able to help you to understand who we are and how, while we learn to understand who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, Catherine, I want to talk now about where we're going.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we laid a lot of that foundation, and I have to honestly say it was a little bit different and odd for me to not speak so much this year, but I had a couple speaking engagements. We did some MOPS group stuff, which is Mothers of Preschoolers, that a lot of churches support.
Mm-hmm.
And we, out of that, have gotten some volunteer help with the center. But that wasn't like my main reason. I'm always just thinking, how can I give to people? So my advisors have been encouraging me to let people know how they can give to the Dunamis Center too.
Ah.
So we can accomplish everything that the Lord has set before us, because the four of us can't keep doing it all by ourselves.
Right.
And so we've been had some people look at our website, and they've seen what we need, and they've approached us, as well as us seeing skill sets that some people have that would benefit us, and being able to do some very mutual things. So So that's very exciting. But before we go fully into 2016, I just want to take a brief minute to talk about one of our books that we have here available.
Yeah.
And not, well, somebody please hear me, although that is available. but it is the Choices and Consequences Study Guide.
Yes.
Which is a study guide for Proverbs, and I call it a chapter-by-chapter study guide.
Right, right. If you've ever sat in a church service where the pastor has preached, you know, from just scripture to scripture, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, it's very, it gives a continuity that's really nice. And the same with your with the Proverbs book as well.
Yes, and we call it Choices and Consequences because every choice will have a consequence. It's just a matter of whether that's a good consequence or a bad consequence.
Right.
And Proverbs is the book that's so clear on you do XYZ, you're going to get a bad consequence. You do ABC, you're going to get a good consequence. So if you're ever wondering, gee, why is my life all messed up? Maybe it has to do with some of your choices.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not understanding what those choices are and how they're bringing that consequence.
Mm.
And I think that this Proverbs workbook is really good for just breaking that down step by step.
Absolutely, yep.
So you can go to the website at dunamoscenter.com and you can actually order it there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's retailing at $19. It goes through all 31 chapters.
Yeah.
But
great
if
value.
You ever see me out speaking or you hear look at our website and you see that I'm speaking, and I will be in 2016, so please look at the website and look for Where Am I. Please come out and, you know, see me and meet with us and maybe pick up a copy of Choices and Consequences or Won't Somebody Please Hear Me, or, you know, we're doing a re-edit on the Discerning Childbirth books, and those are always available when I'm out and about.
And sometimes we have special event pricing.
Yes, we do. So watch for that. So speaking of speaking, 2016 is going to kind of start off a little bit with a bang because February-March timeframe is going to be going west. We're kind of doing a loop from Colorado through Salt Lake, Reno, Northern California, down through Fresno and to Southern California, back up through Reno and back in.
Wow.
So if you are in that loop
and
you would like to have me speak to your ICANN group, to your MOPS group, to your women's ministry group, I can speak to any of those groups. And if you're on our path or very easily, you know, that's a pathway that would be really easy to catch pretty much anybody in the state of California.
Right. Right, yeah. Even if you're not right on that path, if you're close to it,
Yeah, it's not going to be that hard to go an hour one way or another if we need to catch a group. So if you go to our website at dunamoscenter.com, you can also see a spot that says Dr. Pauline Speaks. And if you click that, it'll give you some of the topics I've spoken on. But I also create specialized topics for your group.
Yeah.
I had a MOPS group call me and say, hey, we really would like to have you speak on forgiveness. I had another one call and say, can you do a presentation on how trauma affects your marriages or your adult relationships? So, you know, if you want me to create something for your group, you can contact us. You can call Sharon, our the person who really runs the center and the radio show, at 719-231-7183. You can actually email her at sharonprosser@dunamoscenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's P-R-O-S-S-E-R, Sharon Prosser. And Dunamos, again, is D-U-N-A-M-A-S. So that's March. April, we're going to be back up in Denver at the Colorado Counselors Association with a table there. They're expecting almost twice as many people, so close to 2,000, just under 2,000 this year. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be some really neat opportunities to connect with different people and counselors and organizations. That's great.
Yeah. My son, who lives in Northern California, is turning 30 in May, and I don't think he listens to the show, so I think it's okay to say that we'll be out there for that.
And is it going to be a surprise?
I hope so, so far. Unless he suddenly decides for some reason to listen to my show, which I, again, don't think he does. But that's Northern California. I mean, that he's just north of Sacramento. So, you know, if you're in Redding, Sacramento, and you want me to hit you at that time instead, late May, early June, that's a possibility as well.
Right.
Even though there's family time in there and I can't, you know, compromise the family time, I can work around the family time.
Yeah. And just to give a quick plug, too, for our listeners, I want you to know that Dr. Pauline is a really engaging speaker. She's got humor, she's got stories, she's just interesting to listen to and also very informative. So if you're looking for a speaker that's educational but also, you know, easy to listen to, please contact us and have Dr. Pauline get on your schedule and come in and speak to y'all.
Yeah. Next fall, we're going to be in Texas.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're going to be doing Mississippi, Arkansas. There's a group in Gulfport, Mississippi area that was asking about us coming in for birthing stuff. Dallas is going to be the American Association of Christian Counselors has an international conference every year.
International?
Yeah. And we've really kind of bit the bullet this year, and we're going to go as a vendor. But they can have upwards of 20,000 people come through.
Woo!
And so we're going to be there. But if you are in the Dallas area, Houston even, I think, we could even come down San Antonio way if we had to. But we're looking also if you're in Oklahoma, those types of areas for part of that. Again, you can catch us for speaking at a church, at your birth group, at your ICANN group, or your whatever group. And then Mississippi, Arkansas, we'll probably come back up through Kansas. Missouri, we've been in. We're willing to go into Alabama as well on this round if you're in Alabama and you would like to have me speak. So moving forward, that's that piece. Now, I want to go back, Catherine, to why now having Harmonized Brain Center come into our building has turned into something we didn't even really expect.
Yeah? What is going on?
Well, it's a very, very positive thing. And I love when God says do something and you're like, I do not know what the outcome of this is going to be, but I just really know it's from God.
Mm.
And then you start to see it unfolding.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So after the Harmonized Brain Center moved in, Dallas has approached us about our building, how our space is laid out. And he's done work in construction. And he asked us about what if we remodeled some of this space and we created a meeting center inside the building for about 40 people to be able to come in, and we can do trainings and we can do teachings and things like that. And it's going very, very fast. So what's happening for the building itself and what you're going to see in 2016 is we will have a audiovisual room. We'll be able to go in, do little clips very quickly, get the newsletters done very quickly. It'll be set up all the time. We'll be able to do the radio shows in there. It'll have green screens and, you know, black drops and all this
fancy
stuff. It's going to be pretty fancy, but it's going to be a room we can leave set up so that we can just, you know, I can come in and I can say, hey, Sharon, I have an idea. Let's go tape a little two-minute spot and boom, walk in the room, do it, we're done. And so this will allow us to move forward in what we've always wanted to do, which is to have these video clips very quickly, readily available on our YouTube channel, on our website, our newsletters, all of that to run very smoothly.
So if someone were to, say, email us with a question, we could just go do a quick video and with the answer. And
right. And so, again, our three pillars, if you have a question on marriage, you have a question on childbirth, you have a question on biblical wellness, we can get those up on our website really quickly.
Yes.
Now, so we will be able to, the way Dallas works, by next week. You know, one of the things he does is just, oh, okay, you want that done? Boom, I have an hour that a client didn't show up. Let me do some work. And he just does it. So that's phase one, and that will be done, I think,
shortly,
before the first of the year for sure. And then we're going to be breaking out some walls and creating a bigger space in the middle of the building, which will be our meeting room.
Yeah, right now there's kind of some poorly situated, strange little office spaces.
Yeah.
That just, they're not useful the way they're structured right now.
Right. So if you are in Colorado Springs or you're coming to Colorado Springs and you just need to rent a room to do a meeting or a training for like 30 or 40 people. You will then be able to rent space from us if you like.
Yeah.
And there will be kitchen, semi-kitchen facilities, but there will be an area for you to have your coffee, your snacks. All of that will be readily available. We'll be setting up speaker areas with a large screen TV. You'll be able to run your PowerPoints or your messages off of if you want. And the room will be all set up to just go.
Mm.
Okay, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that is going to be exciting.
It allows Harmonized Brain Center to expand a little bit as well into some more office space because they're growing. And, you know, while we're at it, they are looking for somebody who might want to learn how to do LENS, an intern.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. So if you're interested in that, you could let us know and we'll let them know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what else? We got 4 minutes left. I know there's some other fun stuff. Sharon wants to join in.
We're changing childbirthing.
Ah, yes. Would you like to share a little bit, Catherine, about what we're going to do?
Yeah. So the other piece of the audiovisual room is we'll be able to create videos that will walk couples through the what it takes to prepare for birth.
Right.
Like
a full class.
Yeah.
So all of our trainings and teachings, choices for a discerning childbirth, preparation for a discerning childbirth, all of that will this year, and please, you know, don't get too excited if you're pregnant right now, because this is a big project for the doula. This is going to take some time.
Yes.
And we'll be doing them in about hour slots. So as those hours are created, we will make them available for purchase, but it won't necessarily be a whole class
immediately.
Right away.
No. Yeah. But they're going to be in really nice episodes, you know, that you can just watch, get information.
That chunk, yeah.
Right. And not be totally overwhelmed by sitting in a 3-hour class and
for 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
But keep in mind that we will have a package price once this is all finished that will include all your videos, your books, and some consultation with you. Catherine and Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you'll get a couple hours of, you know, someone you can call and ask questions and have somebody, you know, support you that way. So that is a very exciting piece. It just is a very big project, but it is starting this year. We're starting right away in what, like 2-3 weeks we're having our major planning meeting. We've already started planning, but it's going to be the full layout of how that's going to go.
Right. In 2016, that'll really come to fruition.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, so lots happening. New building, redesigning the building,
yeah.
The speaking, the traveling is back. God's releasing me from just being in Colorado. But I have to say, I've absolutely enjoyed the time because I was able to finish. Won't somebody please hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to be very close to finishing the edits on the birthing books.
Mm-hmm.
We should have those done hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least is our post-birth care planning. So we're going to be designing a training program for churches. And so if you would like your church to hear more information about what it would mean for a church to actually care about the new families and to show those new families how much they care in the postpartum period, which is so critical to how people feel about a church,
yes.
That traveling that we talked about, you could pick that up on that traveling. We could come in for 45 minutes. We could share with you how your church could handle that. Or if you're in Colorado Springs, please call us at 231-7183.
Definitely.
And before we finish, again, we are supported by donation, and you can go to our website, and you can hit the donate button, and you can give us money to do all this because we're going to need it. None of this stuff is free.
No.
If you...
No, but and you know what? I just want to say real quick, too, that every little bit counts. And we,
every little bit.
Yeah, and we just thank you, and we pray that God multiplies that.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm excited to get this stuff out there and make it available to people, but it is going to cost money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And I really appreciate you listening today.